to a body and to go on in the line of the Swami Maharaj as you can think within your best. Not to be silent or inactive. As much as we know, as much as we have got from him, with so small capital, we shall go on. Whatever. But sincerity of heart. Sincerity of heart, that is the real capital. If it is found anywhere, the conscience that took me to that great Messiah, Swami Maharaj, I cannot neglect that inner voice of mine, that guide. I shall do accordingly. I should rely on my inner tendency that took me to Swami Maharaj, leaving so many things aside. So, according to the dictation of my sincere heart, I shall go on. Go on. Ahituka patihata. That is causeless and that is irresistible. None can control. That particle is within us. That is bhakti. That is causeless. That means that has got no ulterior motive. That is innate. Innate. You have the eternal flow of the plane. It is a particle element of that substance. And apatihata, none can oppose. Hare Krishna, Gaur, Gaur. I have suggested that a center in the Madhyadvipa should be established by dissatisfied sincere souls for the propagation of which they have imbibed from Swami Maharaj for the best benefit of the people. But in a mild way, not any boisterous way. What they are complaining against the present body, that may not enter into their association. With this idea they should combine and go on with what they have understood from Swami Maharaj to take it from door to door in a mild way. In a mild way. So much as competition with them, but to carrying the truth which they cannot tolerate, that should not be in their own way, out of necessity, not for any competition purpose. Then Swami Maharaj willing, God willing, that will grow. that will grow according to the sincerity of the feeling, that will grow. Swami Maharaj has left a big organization and the property and the men, but these people will have to begin in an humble way, and their sincerity and goodness will be their capital, not so many ganja, so many money, so many men. So mild way, with heart within and God overhead, then lunch, another missionary work. Riti kritta hringi haat prabhajit sa naruttama. The naruttama sannyasi has been qualified in this way. At heart there is Hari, Guru, and they live the world and connect with it, live their individual interest for the cause of the Supreme. Riddhi kitta harin gehat prabhajit. Gehat means from individual consideration. Renounce devote for the public consideration to distribute Guru and the Hari to one and all. Narottam sannyas. For the service of Hari, bhavaiva vihanga bhikkhu jajjang charanti. Like birds from one tree to another tree. But that campaign is Yadana Charita Dira Katna Pijusari. I am drinking nectar through my ears. Yadana Charita Katna Pijusari Fruit Sakudadana Vidhuta Danda Dharma. And that is causing the dissolution of this mic, this misconceived solidarity. It is one drop is dissolving. Just as I am told that there is some chemical thing which applied in the iron chest, the iron dissolved. Some acid to open the dacoits, to open the iron chest, uses some solution, I am told. So one drop of nectar in connection with the Absolute, that can dissolve long drawn family solidarity in the interest of the body mind. And when that is dissolved, then bondage will be then in the public street, and his business will be to take from door to door the news, the nobility of that solution, that omitam, that nectar, a drop of nectar, has absolved me from all my loan of exploitation and made me free. And you also use this, you will be free. You will be free of your long incurred loan from this nature, and you will be able to go to your own side, back to home, back to God. Well, we'll carry that nectar, drop of nectar, Harikatha. The news of the Absolute. sweetest of the sweet necessity. The only necessity. No other necessity is there. The only necessity. Of all of us, indispensable necessity. Is I go to you. The other day, one gentleman told that some of them are roaring like lions. It is very difficult to find roaring for the cause of Krishna. That is most desirable. Ruling that will diminish the bondage, the Maya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur. Hunkar. Nityanandu had that hunkar. A roaring voice. Nityananda Boligave Kari Hunkar Koriya Kalmasunar. The sound, that sound with a spiritual potency could remove all the misconception of the audience.
Krishna
Shana Major. Balvatani Vatama Jani Aduri Guni Jai Gauri. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. It is deplorable that they have lost their faith in me. I am their well-wisher. And this Swami Maharaj, who could not put his faith to any other God brothers, but he had faith in me. And they are misusing that. I had no personal ambition, so I am in an impersonal position. Many come to consult with me. I am a consulting physician, not having any practice for myself, something like that. My position is more or less like that. Consulting lawyer or consulting physician. Without having his own dispensary. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. That is my very nature from my boyhood. Not self-seeker, but a tendency for seeking for others. My mother used to abuse me. You don't want your own interest. Always try for the interest of the others. Hare Krishna. That was my nature. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. course I am not perfect, but this much in self-seeking, but with impartial judgment to try to help others as much as possible for me to know and do. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. You died.
একটা মেশিন লাগাচ্ছি অনেকগুলো
অনিরুদ্ধ কথা এ অভিমন্যু কথায়
নিচে খেলা করছে
মহাপ্রভু It is very easy to feel and understand that we can't serve Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. But I am serving, I have God. That is to say, that is the most difficult. The nature of our acquirement is such. We are going to capture those that are higher in all respect than we, and that also in infinite degree. Then how it is possible? We must be conscious that we want to be connected with the superiors, whom it is impossible to control. But only the love, the affection, no right, no force. That is the plane of approach. And love and devotion, that means sacrifice, self-sacrifice. That is the royal road, sacrifice. By sacrifice, no undesirable thing can enter. Sacrifice of selfishness, selfish idea, and it has got no end. So we must not be afraid of any rejection. From the beginning, we are to promise, we are to sign a creed that we won't require any result, any consequence. That is with him. That is in the infinite. That is with the infinite. Only the part of duty, insignificant it may be, attached for my position, my concern was only that. With that, the rest is in his hand. We must not bother about that. Only we shall concentrate ourselves to that one point, that what is my duty, to ascertain that and to accept that. And the rest will come out of his own accord. I won't go to bother about that. With this spirit we have to begin any endeavor. I'm going to take bath in the ocean of sacrifice. Sacrifice, die to live, in Hegel, a very good expression. Die to live. That is the process of living, to die. What we are at present, die. Die. Put your whole self as a bait for the surface. For the hankering of the surface, the bait is your whole self, ego. Die. And you don't die. At the same time it will be clear that you want to die, but you can't die. That your inner acquaintance will come out, that you don't die. You don't die, you are eternal. You will be able to find out. Every moment I tried to do the thing at the cost of my death, but death is not coming. Why? I am trying to embrace death, but death is not come. What's the matter? Then I won't die. I won't die. I am eternal. And the power and the courage becomes more and more, bigger and bigger. Die to live, sacrifice, ahuti. Yoga, this word yoga, means ahuti, that put into fire. You put yourself into the fire. Your dearest thing put into the fire. Yoga. Yoga means sacrifice. Yajnathat karmanannatra lokoyam karmabandhana sarvayogini saru aham hi sarvayogyanam bhukta cha prahuri vacha. I am the master, the controller and enjoyer and the recipient of all the sacrifices. Everywhere it occurs, the recipient is myself. Beneficiary. The only beneficiary in the world is myself. Krishna says, I am the only beneficiary. No other. All transmitter. All transmitting agent. But the ultimate beneficiary is myself. Aham hi sarvayajnanam bhukta cha prahuri vacha. But that myself, that I, is friendly to you, not poor. Suridam sarvabhudanam. I am your best friend. That is proper adjustment which we hanker after. They are sort of the guardian, the owner, is my friend. Is my friend. We have to realize that and do according. With heart within God over her head. Our Guru Maharaj in the last word, be courageous and callous. One of the expression peculiar. Be courageous and callous. Courageous we understand, but callous is a mistake. Callous means forbearing. Tolerant. Callous. Callous not dismissing, not hateful, but tolerating spirit. Tolerating, forbearing. Courageous and forbearing. Callous. The courageous and the callous. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare. Love and the rapture for Krishna is welcome. It may be apparently love, it may be apparently rapture. But if it is for Krishna, then it is acceptable. We must accept it. Only that for my personal fame, I shall try to avoid rapture. That may not be justified. Yes, rapture, but it must be for the cause of Krishna. That must be guaranteed from my heart. Then, if it is necessary, I must take it on my head, rapture. Apparently it is undesirable to come in connection with rapture with anybody. But if it is necessary for the cause of Krishna, we don't come back. According to our own capacity, we have to invite. But it must be for the cause of Krishna. It will have fetch equal value with love. Love and rapture, raga and desha. Everything should be devoted to the cause of Krishna. But not unnecessary, not some selfish purpose. Whatever is done for his account, it is justified fully. And that is nirguna. That is called nirguna. Caring for any result, to go on with the conception of duty, the conception of duty towards him, the absolute truth. That is nirguna. That is the most original weave of the whole universe of our conception. Ahituki apratihata. That is causeless, that is lila. That is dynamic, but that is causeless, that is irresistible. That is the lila of Krishna. None can oppose that. We have to adjust with that wave. And then we can enjoy the harmony. The harmony is not a static one, but it is a dynamic. Harmony is dynamic. And the dynamic harmony, they adjust oneself with the ultimate wave, the ultimate movement, of plane of movement. That is nirguna. And the Krishna's flute and the dancing is the autocrat, beauty autocrat. Is in that plane. Our Gayatri Vedamata is also tuned with that aim, as I have try to draw out from Gayatri. 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 Muralist Kirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dhimahi. In the same tune. The origin of the revealed truth, the Gayatri. Revealed truth, Veda. The mother of the Vedic knowledge, that the revealed truth. Directing tendency and the call of Krishna by the tune of his flute to adjust everyone in their respective duty to satisfy him, that is well connected. And the Kirtan of Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan, all aiming at the final adjustment with the Nirguna, with the most fundamental plane, or a wave of the most fundamental plane. Gayatri Muralishta Kirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dhimahi. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai 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 Gaur Hari Bol.
Sridhar Maharaj?
Yes.
When Bhakti Siddhanta said that a GVC should be formed and that the Acharya would be self-effulgent, did he say how initiations would go on before that Acharya became manifest?
Who is he?
Madhava.
What is he? Saying,
that when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur formed the GBC body, he had left instruction that Acharya will be self-effulgent from amongst his disciples to continue the Sampradaya. So he is asking, did Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur leave any specific instructions as to how initiation would go on before this Acharya manifests himself?
I can't follow. I was thinking something else. What you
said? Whether Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur left any specific instruction
how initiation will go on after his disappearance and before
that Acharya manifests himself.
You see, we have come to understand, generally we feel that Acharya will appoint Acharya, his successor. But we saw that he did not, he abided. And necessarily, we came to think that whatever spiritual education he has already imparted to his disciples, and perhaps it is natural, and he relied on his general preaching and instruction that it will come naturally from his own imparted grace. It will come automatically. And as it happened afterwards, in relative, from relative plane, we may not appreciate that, but from the absolute standpoint, we find that everything happens by the will of Krishna, Mahaprabhu. And this is Savili of Gurudev. That is all good. In different ways, in different stages, and that reacted. What he told, the reaction, the reverberation is come in different way. Anaya vitrika bhyan yasa sarvatra sarvada. If we can accommodate the dissolution of Jadu Vamsa, the war of Kurukshetra, if we find that that is not lacking in the spiritual from the absolute standpoint, then this dismemberment also is to be appreciated. While complaining, but we have to accept the inevitable, and through this process, the inevitable will appear. Now we are sitting to find dissatisfaction in the existing administration. It is a process, and through this process, perhaps something will come out. We can't avoid this. This is a necessary process. So, after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that was also so. Through our complaint, our dissatisfaction, so many things came, and it was propagated on the priest in particular way. That is the final reading of things. That in the ultimate decision is in his hand, and what is happening, and that is all right. That is all right. Still, according to our own realization, we should say, you know, don't do this, but when done, that may be accepted as the will of Krishna. It is a peculiar thesis, antithesis, synthesis. It is undesirable, don't do it, but when it is done, it should be accepted, his will. I am to adjust with that. In this way we have to take things. Some things even Maya. Sita Devi was stolen by Ramana. It has got also meaning. It was necessary to educate us, to give us something, a bright side. It has got also its bright side. Ramchandra was banished by the request of Kaikeyi. It has got bright side. Jagai Madhai and the Brutus, betrayer, abolitionist. It has got also many press to serve the positive, the negative. It's serving the positive. In this way we have to adjust. It is a particular process. Through the pain, child comes from the womb of the mother. Through the process of painfulness of the mother, child comes out, the object of her joy. That is the nature. So So whatever we shall do, we shall do it with sincerity, but not with attachment much. Mati sangasta karmani. Because the fruit is not in your hand, so you neglect your service. Don't do that. The fruit is not mine, then why should we labor? That satanic tendency may not enter your heart. What you think to be best, you try your best for that. But don't look at the result. At the same time, don't be idle. When I have got no connection with the result, why should I labor fruitlessly? That is satanic. He's warning against you. No. Your part only to do your, discharge your duty. And the next with the infinity. Because you are not only, you are only a very negligible portion of the infinite. So you do your duty, but the result involves so many class to this waves of infinite quarter. You don't go to fix that your particular duty would produce particular result. No. That is not possible. That is impossible. You have to do your duty as a quota, as your contribution to the infinite. Be, try to have such life. And more than that, sacrifice. Your life, a particle of sacrifice for the cause of the whole. Try to die. Try to die for the infinite. That is really your position. Learn to die for the infinite, not for your selfish purpose, and not a magnified selfish that is national or social or some family interest like that. And there you find your best satisfaction within. You are there. When you are a sacrifice unit whole self, you can find the maximum pleasure in you. Apparently, which is thought to be impossible. Gaul Hari Bol, Gaul Hari Bol, Gaul Hari Bol, Gaul Hari Bol. The plane of sacrifice. There you live. Your prospect is there. So don't be discouraged. Atta Rishi must not be discouraged. He is there. Whom you are searching for, he is there. Yes? None can make monopoly. He is there. Why should we be disappointed? No disappointment. No disappointment. It is all for the best. All for the best. Only we are in it.